Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله عقائد عالم نور مجسم شاہ آدم و بنی آدم our beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm deen. As we all know that when we have a responsibility, when there are people who live under our rule or they take instructions from us, or we are responsible to bring them up, to be their guardians, to be their custodians, then we have a responsibility to bring them up properly, reform them, and if they have any evil in them, try to remove that evil. Particularly your own children, your family, is your direct responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. You should order your family for salat, and you should be firm on it. حضرت سیدنا ابو سعید خدری رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ reports that when this ayah kareema was revealed, up to 8 months رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم used to go to the door of حضرت سیدنا علی المرتضی شیر خدا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ at the time of فجر, and he would call or wake them up by these words, Salat, may Allah have mercy upon you. Hazrat Sayyidina Aslam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi narrates that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would remain busy in salat till late night, until the last part of the night would come, and he would call his family members, his children, his wife, and wake them up by these words, Salat, Salat. Oh, namaz, namaz. In other words, everyone should get up for salat and perform salat. And then he used to recite this ayat, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا۔ مفسر شہیر حکیم الامت مفتی احمد یار خان علیہ رحمۃ الحنان ہی سیز دیٹ فرام دس آیت وی لرن دیٹ آل دوز پیپل ہو لیو ان یور ہاؤس دے آر یور اہل بیت دے آر پارٹ آف یور فیملی اینڈ وی لرن فرام دس آیہ کریمہ that an excellent namazi is not that who goes and performs salat. In fact, an excellent namazi is that person who makes sure that his family members are up and they also perform salat. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, we should not only ourselves perform our five times salat with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula in the first saf with punctuality. Rather, we should encourage other people, and whenever there is chance, we should take somebody with us, go to masjid and perform salat together in jamaat. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ سیز ان قرآن کریم، یا ایھا الذین آمنوا قوا انفسکم واہلیکم نارا، دیٹ او بلیورز سیو یور سیلف اینڈ یور فیملی ممبرز فرام دا فائر۔ حضرت سیدنا زید بن اسلم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سیز، when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this ayah, the sahaba ikram around him, they submitted, ya Rasulullah, how should we save our families from the fire? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that you should order your family members of those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, and stop them from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Sher-e Khuda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says in the tafsir of this ayat, you should teach yourself the courtesy and the respect of good things to your family and to your own self. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu explains this ayat with these words, that you should practice those actions which are of obedience of Allah azza wa jal, and refrain from those actions which are of disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And teach your family the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah will safeguard you from the fire of Jahannam. Hazrat Sayyidina Mujahid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says in the tafsir of this ayat, that you should advise yourself and your family about the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. In other words, that fear Allah, yourself and your family. And Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu says in the tafsir of this ayat, it means that you should order your family of those things in which there is obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you should stop your family from those things in which there is disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Once Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma took a date from the sadaqah dates. So Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, kakh, kakh, that is in Arabic. In English you can say akh, akh. In Urdu we say thu, thu. Throw this away. Do you not know that we do not eat sadaqah? And in one narration it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed sadaqah is not halal for us. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, in this hadith we understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu from eating the date of sadaqah, because sadaqah is haram for sadat. Sadaqah wajiba is haram for sadat. The family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot accept, cannot consume. So since it was wrong and not jais, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him not to do this. Allama ibn Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stop Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu from eating the date denotes on this fact that grandparents and parents like dada, dadi, nana, nani, father, mother, it is wajib upon them that they should stop their children from those things which are not permissible in Shariat. It is mentioned in Fatawa Ahl Sunnat. Sadaqat wajiba such as zakat, sadaqah fitr, etc. cannot be given to Sadat, the Sayyids. To give them that kind of charity, it's a sin. And your zakat would not be fulfilled. And you would not gain any reward for that. In ahadith, it is mentioned at many places that sadaqat wajiba should not be given to sadat. As Aqaidu Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that sadaqah means sadaqah wajiba is not jais for Ali Muhammad, for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is the dirt of the wealth of people. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Mujaddid Deen o Millat Parwana e Shamae Risalat Sayyiduna wa Maulana Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmat Rahman, he says that it is absolutely haram to give zakat to Sadat and all Bani Hashim. And our three a'imma, rather all the four a'imma of four madhahib, have consensus on this fact. Bani Hashim cannot take zakat, nor a Bani Hashim can give his zakat to another Bani Hashim. And who are Bani Hashim? Who are Hashimis? They are the children of Hazrat Abbas and Hazrat Harith, Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Ja'far, and Hazrat Aqil. So two of them are sons of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, and three of them are grandsons of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So their children cannot take zakat. Zakat is not jais to give them. And the children of Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who are born from Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, like Hasanain Kareeman and their children, they are called Sayyids. So Hazrat Ali's children, who are not from Hazrat Bibi Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, they are not Sayyid, but they are Hashmi. So every Sayyid is Hashmi. And it is not necessary that every Hashmi is Sayyid as well. Allama Badruddin Aini alayhi rahmatullah al-ghani, he explains the wisdoms for not giving sadaqat wajiba to Sadat. He says that in fact the sadaqat are to clean the wealth of the people, to purify the wealth of the people. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ. O beloved, take zakat from their wealth, through which you should purify them. So we understand that sadaqat are dirt of the wealth of the people. And the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is kept free from collecting the dirt of the people. In actual fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said that sadaqah is dirt of the people. And there can be this wisdom as well, that if Sadat were collecting zakat or sadaqat wajiba, then those who are enemies of Islam, they could have said easily that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us invitation of Islam, so the wealth of the people can be given to his family and to his children. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not need anything from anyone. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. O beloved, you must tell them that I do not ask you for any reward. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, it is not jais for Sadat to take sadaqat wajiba, nor it is jais to give them. And those Sadat who are poor or who are facing financial difficulties, in order to help them, the wealthy, the rich people should help them with the clean money and give them as gift. And if someone wants to help Sadat but he does not have extra money, he can give his zakat to a faqir, to a poor person, and motivate him thereafter to give some of it to Sadat Ikram. So this way his zakat is paid and Sayyid Sahib is also helped. So this is also a possibility that people can adopt, and it is called Hila Shar'i. Ibn Asakir reports from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Mawla Kainat, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever will treat any of my Ahli Bayt with goodness, I will give him reward on the Day of Judgment. And خطیب بغدادی رپورٹس فرام حضرت امیر المومنین عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ دیٹ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم سیز Whoever would treat well any of my اہل بیت on the day of judgment I will give him the reward of that. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, we learn from this discourse that it is necessary upon the father or the grandfather that they should stop their children from those things which are haram in Shariat, which are not permissible in Shariat. Just closing your eyes and moving away from the situation is not a solution. We are born to perform this duty in order to bring our children up in clean Islamic environment. And we also learned that it is not jais for Sadat-e-Ikram to accept Sadaqat-e-Wajibah, and it is haram to give them Sadaqat-e-Wajibah because this is the dirt of the people. And Sadat-e-Ikram are pure from that. They are the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They belong to very clean lineage. As Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu says in his couplet, Teri nasle paak mein hai bachcha bachcha noor ka, Tu hai aine noor tera sab gharana noor ka. And we also learnt that the children of Hazrat Ali al-Murtaza Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu from Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, like Hasanain Kareemain and their children, they are Sayyids. The other children of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu from other azwaj, from other wives, they are not regarded as Sayyid, but they are Hashimi. And we also learnt that the children of Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Jafar, Hazrat Aqeel, and Hazrat Abbas and Harith bin Abdul Muttalib, they are Hashmis. So it's not only the Sayyids that you cannot give zakat or they cannot accept zakat. If there are people who are progeny of any of these five personalities, for example, Abbasis, if they are children of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you cannot give them zakat, they cannot accept zakat. And we also learn from this discourse that because Sadaqat-e-Wajibah are haram upon Sayyids to receive and haram for us to give them, and if Sayyid is in difficulty, it is the responsibility of the rich people of this ummah that they must look after them. They must offer maal, wealth to them like a slave offers to his master without showing any favor to them, because whatever you got is the sadaqah and wasila and the medium of their grandfather, our master, Imam al-Anbiya, Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But unfortunately, that mindset is not there. Not a lot of wealthy Muslims think of these things. So in this difficult situation, zakat can be made hila, that given to a poor Muslim And then he is motivated to give some of it or whole of it to Sayyid Sahib. So that way zakat is paid and this person will also get a great thawab because he has given now lilla pure money to Sayyid Sahib. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to look after our families, people who are under our care, for whom we are appointed as guardians and responsible. We must bring them up properly according to Islamic standards and stop them from evil and command them to do the good things. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make khidmat or be in the service of Sadat, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are of course Sayyul Aqeedah, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So we must look after them. We must offer gifts to them, especially those who are in need. People normally will give a lot of money to their peer sahibs and then they will say, oh, because he is Sayyid Sahib, we are making service. So what about other Sayyids who are not peer sahib, who are not your peer? The one thing is common, that person is also a Sayyid. He is also the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He also has the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his veins. So we must not be choosy when it comes to these type of matters. Sayyid is a Sayyid. So if he is Sayyul Aqeedah, true Sunni, on the correct aqaid and path of Islam, follows the mainstream deen, then we should respect them and look after them. May Allah give us tawfiq to do that. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam.